Last week, President Obama admitted he'd made a mistake when it comes to public schools. And like many people who want to share big news, he posted it on Facebook.
But I also hear from parents who rightly worry about too much testing.
More than a decade, the federal government has required public schools across the nation to test students every year and use those results to force changes in schools. Florida has used those tests the same way since the late 1990s. The president now says he wants less testing in schools. State Impact Florida reporters John O'Connor and Robin Sussingham explain what could change and what probably won't.
To be clear, President Obama says he's worried schools are obsessing about testing, but he's not saying that public schools should get rid of the Florida Standards Assessment or other annual exams.
Our kids should only take tests that are worth taking, tests that are high quality, aimed at good instruction, and make sure everybody's on track.
The president is asking school districts to limit testing to 2% of class time, but that's still 26 hours out of the typical school year. The reason Obama and Florida lawmakers are so focused on testing is parents like Kim Warner from Miami. She's worried her daughter, who gets good grades, still may not graduate.
Because she's got to get a test score to get a high school standard diploma.
Warner was one of dozens of parents at a State Board of Education meeting in Orlando last week, pleading for changes to the state's testing system. They've organized online, and they encourage parents to keep their children out of testing, also known as opting out.
State records show it's just a small percentage of students sitting out tests, but the number is growing, and lawmakers are listening. Last year, the legislature changed their mind about requiring final exams for every class. They capped testing at 5% of class time.
Their mantra was fewer and better tests. This year, lawmakers are studying whether they can use one test for more than one purpose.
Can we use some alternative assessments in substitute of the FSA at a high school level?
Senate Education Chairman John Legge says a student who aces the AP English exam maybe shouldn't have to take the Florida Standards Assessments, too. Legge says he doesn't think this will work for middle and elementary school students. They'll probably still have to take the state test.
But even people who say there's too much testing are not in favor of getting rid of the Florida Standards Assessments and other exams entirely, like Miami-Dade Superintendent Alberto Carvalho.
I think nobody here is advocating for the elimination of testing. We cannot go back to the years where the curtain of high-performing students hid pockets of underperforming kids.
Mm-hmm. Carvalho and civil rights groups say testing forces school districts to track just how much low-income or minority or disabled students are learning.
Education Commissioner Pam Stewart and legislative leaders have said repeatedly that they believe in using test results to judge schools and teachers. But it's not so much the quantity of testing, 2% of class time or 5%, but the consequences of those tests that draw so many complaints. That's the root of the obsession that President Obama is talking about.
Teacher performance pay, school grades, pass, fail, remediation, retention, and the denial of a diploma all riding on one test score.
Cindy Hamilton is an Orlando parent and one of the leaders of the state's opt-out movement. She says erasing those consequences is the real goal. All the changes so far, she says, are just smoke and mirrors.
And until they are willing to address what they do with the data and how they use it and remove the stakes, really nothing's going to change.
Hamilton says the changes so far are politically easy. It'll be much harder to convince Florida leaders to stop using state test results to make decisions or grade schools.
And when it comes to President Obama,
we're going to work with states, school districts, teachers, and parents to make sure that we're not obsessing about testing.
The president doesn't have much power over school districts. If he wants schools to cut back on testing, the best he can do is ask nicely. With State Impact Florida, I'm John O'Connor in Miami.
And I'm Robin Sussingham in Tampa.